Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome, welcome. This is Ken, the Passion Entrepreneur. How are you doing this morning? I am your sales and profit evangelist, your chief profitability officer. What E3C means. E3C stands for entrepreneurship, empowerment, and evolution. And the C stands for connect, collaborate, create. Welcome, everybody. We'll show you how to maximize your profits, your business opportunities, your sales opportunities. We teach you the best practices for profitability and share with you new ideas and strategies to take your business to the next level. Check out the website, Better Sales and Profits Now. And if you're in business, you've got to have sales and you've got to have profits. So check out the website, Better Sales and Profits Now. We want you to listen, learn, enjoy, and share. Thank you for listening in. We're going to talk about today, and I'll give you the call-in line. It's 646-716-7099. I say again, it's 646-716-7099. We're going to talk about something that's near and dear to my heart, and everybody, if you're a business owner, this should be near and dear to your heart, things you think about all the time, and that's sales. We're going to talk about sales today, 60 minutes of sales tips. So what is your best sales tip? What's your best advice that you've ever heard? I want you to call in and share with us your best sales tip with the listeners. You know, sales is the most important skill that you can have in your business. If you can't sell your idea, you can't sell your product, you can't sell your services, you can't sell you, then guess what? You don't have a business. Somebody has to sell something to somebody. Okay, so you need to become a sales expert. Let me give you my story. Young financial planner, three young kids. I start out, and one of the sales managers comes up to me and says, "Hey, what business are you in?" I said, "Well, you know, I'm helping families and individuals create wealth, education, retirement, investment portfolio." And the guy interrupted me. He says, "Wrong. Because you're in sales." And the sooner you realize that, the better off you'll be. And this was my first professional sales job, if you will, before I sold papers. And that was, I guess, my first sales job. But as a professional, growing up, having three kids, three young kids, congratulations, I'm in sales. So selling, and I'll say it again like a broken record, selling is the most important thing in your business. Sales is the most important skill you can have in your business. If you can't sell you, you can't sell your idea, your product, your services, then, in fact, you don't have a business. Somebody, again, has to sell something to somebody. So I'm hearing people in the background, they're listening. So, Ken, you know, I signed up. I'm a consultant. I'm a technology guy. I'm a doctor. You know, I can't sell. I'm not a salesman. I don't like sales. Well, you know what? You better get with it. Learn. You're in the wrong business. If you have your own business, if you can't sell, sound like Glenn Ross, but if you can't sell, then you are in the wrong business. If you're in business, you've got to sell. You've got to sell. You can be the best doctor, the best attorney, retail store consultant, financial planner, technology company, manufacturing company, or coach. Yeah, I said it. Coach. If you can't sell yourself, you can't sell your service, your idea, you can't sell you, you're not going to be successful. I'm sorry. And the truth hurts and can be quite painful, especially if you're in your business for yourself and you've got a family to raise. People are depending on you. You've got to learn how to sell. Okay. So anyway, so that's my take on sales. So we're going to talk about sales tips. I'm going to have everybody just call me, share with me your best sales tip, and I'm going to go to the line now and see who I can come up with. Let's see if they can dazzle us with their knowledge. Let me see. I'm going to call the phone number. Last four digits is 1299. I'm going to put them on the air. Welcome with the Passion Entrepreneur, your sales and profit evangelist. Who am I speaking with?
This is Mike Silverman.
Mike Silverman, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you, Ken?
Okay, so Mike, give it to me. Don't sugarcoat it. What is your best sales tip?
Okay, well, first of all, my company is Silver Web Solutions, so I work in the field of web design, internet marketing, and search engine optimization.
You're a real good sales guy because you said, let me tell you what I do first before I give you my sales tip. Okay, I like that. You're a true salesperson, Mike. Go ahead.
Well, I conduct most to all of my business online and on the telephone, and that includes sales as well. So I rarely go out, and people are going to find this quite interesting, but I rarely go out and meet prospects face-to-face. I do everything on the internet and by telephone. And there are pros and cons to doing that. Obviously, the pros are the time that is saved. I save prep time. I save drive time, traffic time. I save the actual meeting itself, which could be anywhere from 30 minutes to 2 hours, and then the drive time back. But the one negative that there is about not meeting the person face-to-face is the comfortability factor. And by the comfortability factor, I mean having the prospect meet you in person and feeling at ease that they're dealing with a real person. Mm-hmm. But whenever I receive an inquiry on or a referral, here's what I do to prepare for a sale. The first thing I do is I look at their website. I read as much as I can about the company so I can get to know them better. So if they're a web design prospect, I look at their website, I look at their existing navigation, and I take as much notes as possible to prepare myself for that eventual meeting with them, whether it is on the phone or it is over the internet or if it is face-to-face. Another thing I'll do is, besides researching their company by their website, is I will research them through LinkedIn, see what people are saying about them. Possibly there are things on their LinkedIn profile that are not on their website. I'll also look to see if they've got a Facebook page or a Facebook group. Those things you can get free access to without becoming a friend of that person on Facebook. And another thing I'll do is see if they've got a Twitter account and then read all the tweets that the company has put out. So,
you do a lot of nice research. So what I'm getting from this is that you commit to being an online professional and you use the internet to do your research and plus do your first call. I agree with you. You've got to.
Yeah, I'm all about
out and see people. You can go broke doing that.
I'm all about the preparation, but what really is most important and where I find a lot of salesmen and saleswomen fail is that they talk too much about themselves during the sales process and not enough about the benefits that they can provide to that company. I tend to be more of a listener. I tend to listen to what they say, and then I'll interject with what I feel is appropriate at that time. But it is so important to express the benefits that my company can provide to their company. Another thing that's also kind of important in a sales process is something called familiarity. So I'll look at their website or I'll look at their LinkedIn page, and I might notice that that they're from New York, or I might notice that they're from another city that I might have lived in. I've lived in New York half my life. I've lived in Atlanta half my life. So if they're from New York, I'm going to start talking to them about New York. I'm going to, before I even get to the sales process, I'm going to talk to them about the Mets and the Yankees and New York pizza and New York bagels. And if they're from Atlanta, I'm going to talk about the Underground and the Olympics back in 96. So I want to start getting a conversation. I want to start making them feel comfortable in the process. I don't want them to think that I'm just there to sell, even though in actual effect I am, but you want to make that person feel as comfortable as possible. So, very important is preparation. Very important is making that person feel very comfortable while they're talking to you.
It is so important, Mike, to make that connection with that prospective client. So, all right. So, Mike Silverman, thank you very much. And your website again is?
It's silverwebsolutions.com.
And what is it that you do, Mike?
I am in the business of web design, search engine optimization, and internet marketing. We help businesses set up blogs. We help businesses with their email marketing campaigns. We help businesses with their social networking campaigns. So we can set them up on Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, Plaxo, YouTube, because it's very important not to just have a website. You need to have a web presence.
Web presence. Exactly, Mente. All right, then. So, and you've applied these sales tips, and how's business for you?
Business has been really good. Months where they're not supposed to be good have been my best months. December's, you know, notorious for being bad month for people, and December was actually my best month. So,
right.
You know, I focus on preparation. I focus on just, you know, explaining what the benefits are and not so much about myself, but really how they can benefit by using my company.
All right. Thank you, Mike. Mike Silverman, Silver Web Solutions. Thank you very much. You got to call back and give some more tips. And you've been on my show before, and you got to come back. It's been a while. So thank
Great.
You, Mike Silverman.
Thanks, Ken.
All right. That's Mike Silverman. Connecting, preparation, that's so very, very important. Let me see who else. So sales is very important. Let's see who else is on the line here. Let me see. Phone number is, last four digits is 6096. How are you? Who am I speaking with?
This is
What's
Chuck Carey with Compendia.
How are you, Chuck?
I am great, Ken. And, you know, it's you're really talking into my my area that I get excited about when we're talking about sales and helping salespeople, because Compendian, I've been in sales management and marketing for over 35 years, so I've done it all. I've been in the trenches and carried a bag and everything. And so my best sales tip is one that I've kind of created a credo around my company. First, think the way your customer thinks.
Yes.
Look at yourself through your customer's eyes.
It's not about you. I like that.
Listen to yourself through your customer's ears and speak in terms of what matters to them rather than what matters to you. Help them solve problems and realize value rather than buying products.
Mm-hmm.
Remember,
like
it's all about them. It's not about you. And, you know, another thing that I've learned in my life is people buy because they feel understood, not because they understand. You know, so many companies and so many people out there start trying to talk about the technology of what they're trying to sell and everything, and rather than trying to hone in and concentrate on what it is that is really the pain that the client is trying to solve. Okay. I totally agree with what Mike said about doing the research and everything, and that was really one of the reasons why I launched Compendian, because in my 35 years of sales and marketing experiences, you know, one of the things that has been a real challenge for me and many of the people that I've worked with is being able to get access to information, you know, about a role, you know, a position that we're calling on typically in a given industry, you know, that we've sold products to in the past, or, you know, information about best practices or what have you. And trying to get that from other salespeople is oftentimes very difficult, and there isn't a consistent way to do that. So I've created this sales knowledge management repository called CIS, which stands for Corporate Information Solution, where companies can dump all of their best practices, sales knowledge, experiences into it, and access it. It's a SaaS or software as a service web-based solution, so anybody can get access to it no matter where they're located.
So you no longer can corporate information be lost.
Exactly.
That salesperson leaving and taking his or her knowledge with them. Okay,
absolutely.
I like that. And what's your website again?
It's www.compendian.com.
And I have went to your website. I really like that's really interesting that people can capture all the information, that knowledge, the corporate knowledge. And how's this your sales experience work for you?
Well, you know, there is a rarely do I talk to somebody that hasn't experienced that same pain. So, you know, I've created this product, you know, out of my own personal experiences, because I know that it's one that resonates with most people out in the field today. And companies, you know what, in these tough economic times, Ken, you know, companies are trying to squeeze more juice out of their oranges, you know, and get more out of their people with what they've got. And the best way to do that is to collaborate and cooperate with each other and share information that will help, you know, each other. And that's kind of what you're doing with your blog radio here. And, you know, it's what companies are getting more and more in tune with you know, the LinkedIns and the, you know, and the social networking kind of things. So, you know, our CIS tool really provides a, you know, a way for companies to take advantage and do that.
All right, then. Thank you so very much, Chuck. And do call again.
Thanks a lot.
Session. Thanks for sharing.
Take care.
All right, then. So that was Chuck. So you don't lose that corporate stuff. All right, so let me see. Who else? We've got a next caller. The digits are 9801. Who's on the call? What's your best sales tip? Got to give us your best sales tip. Who's on the phone?
It's Sherry Heil from Concept Hub.
Hey, Sherry, how are you?
I am doing well. How are you?
Because you got to bring it. Come on, what's the best sales tip you got?
I'm going to build it up to the last one. The first one, just listening to your first two callers, reminds me, I moved from being a salesperson for a decade, selling for other people, to being my own business owner. And if you're talking to business owners out there, we get so much on our mind, from accounting to product development to marketing, managing people, and everything else, that we actually forget how to sell. And that happened to me. So my first tip is always be learning. You know, you've got to get out there and listen to the people out there in sales, because you may have been the best salesperson 3-4 years ago, but you will forget. You will forget the simple things.
So not only just always be closing, always be learning. I like that.
Always be learning, exactly. Second one was one that you and I talked about before. I liked how you talked about when you were a first newcomer to the sales field and what your sales manager said.
Yes.
Same thing with me. I was the sweet, quiet, didn't want to hurt anybody's feelings, didn't want to step on anybody's toes salesperson as an IT recruiter in 1998.
Uh-huh.
That didn't work so well.
Okay.
So my manager came up and told me, and she said, they will remember you for results, not for being nice. And I took that to heart. But now in this world and where I'm at now, selling, for 3.5 years I've been selling social media strategy. I was selling social media strategy in Atlanta when no one knew what a blog was.
Uh-huh.
And so the way we succeeded,
that
was a long time ago, exactly. And the way we succeeded is, always make your client look like a hero. It's all about making them look like the hero.
Absolutely, absolutely. So your company, what's your website?
It's concepthubinc.com.
Okay, now you talk about your sales tip and your social media. So what does your company do specifically?
We develop social media business plans. So whereas your caller develops the websites, we don't touch the technology, we don't touch the websites, we give you the business plans. Who should you be connecting with? What do they care about? What sentiments out there? We will find uncovered market opportunities for our clients based on conversations happening. We come up with revenue models for social networking sites. We come up with campaign strategies. We provide the training of how to get out there and connect with your relevant audience and how to respond to crisis management, you know, when things can go wrong in this nice, open, transparent world. And we also do some campaign management through what we call the online street teams, of getting your brand out into the relevant communities.
Wow. So now you've been in sales for a while. So how has your sales tip worked for you? How in sales in general, what you've learned, helped you in your business?
Well, most of my clients come through referrals. If you always make your client look like the hero, then they are going to have the confidence to call up their friend or know that their friend is going to have a problem or has a situation, and they're going to say, you need to talk to Sherry Heil, because now they're going to get to look like a hero again because you're going to come in and make their friend look like a hero.
All right. Well, Sherry, again, your website is, before we let you go,
ConceptHubInc.com.
Again, one more time.
ConceptHubInc.com.
All right, girl. All right. Well, thank you so very much for sharing your sales tip, and don't be a stranger.
Hey, give thank you. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
All right, then. Take care. That's Sherry. All right. Cheryl. Let me see who else is on here. The next website, let me see. The phone number is 0314. Let me see who that. What's your best sales tip?
Ken, that is your favorite Australian person.
Yes, yes. Are you in Australia or are you in the United States?
No, I'm in the United States, Ken. I came over specially to do the phone call.
All right. Excellent, excellent, excellent. So, you, Massey, what is it that you do?
Ken, we have a human capital solutions firm. We are all about helping people build organizational performance by improving the human capital in their business. A company's most important asset is their people, and it's all about helping them deliver higher performance, and in the end, that will translate to better results.
Okay, sounds good. And I'm using some of your tools right now. You've got a communication DNA, and you've got the entrepreneurial DNA. Well,
you've become sold on all these tools, Ken, because I've made
Raven
you feel
fan.
Understood.
Yes, I'm a Raven fan. So, okay, you. What is your best sales tip?
Best sales
I'm
tip.
I'm strong because you know, people have come on and they've talked about connecting and doing preparation and saving all their corporate knowledge for the sales company. So what do you bring to the table? What's your best sales tip?
I really believe it's about knowing your customer, or your client, depending on what industry you're in. It's actually knowing who you're dealing with as much as possible. And if you can know who you're dealing with, then you can communicate with them on their terms, make them feel understood, make them feel comfortable, but also you can work out what their real needs are, because sometimes people have trouble expressing what their real needs are, and that we need to, in the sales process, actually help them understand what those real needs are. And by understanding how they're wired behaviorally, you can get a lot closer to that a lot quicker. And so, you know, really, by understanding your customer and spending a bit more time with them up front, you get a better result with them. You might even improve the sales. They feel their needs have been met, and, you know, it's a good result all around. And generally speaking, you are going to, if there's going to be a closure on the sales, that's normally going to happen faster.
So care about this person. Get to know them. Don't rush the sale.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not rushing them, getting to know them, but what I found is a little more work up front in that area actually saves a lot of time later on.
Mm-hmm. So how does this tip work for you?
Well, we work with a lot of corporations around the world, and also we have a service where we work with a lot of financial advisors, and you know our business has grown a lot over the last 5 years because we have actually done this, you know, in terms of making our clients feel understood, and we've got a lot of, you know, sticky relationships because of that. People have walk away feeling understood when we're in there in the sales process. We use our behavioral profiles in the process. I mean, clients are coming to buy the profiles off us, but we use the system in the sales process, and that's, you know, translated to a growing business.
Oh, okay. All right. And then what is your website?
The website is www.businessdnaresources.com.
Okay.
That's for
and
businesses.
One more time?
Yeah, www.businessdnaresources.com.
All right. Okay. And then you also have a communication DNA. You can get a free report just by going to the website. And that website is?
Yeah, www.communicationdna.com.
All right.
And we're really encouraging people to – sorry, Ken, we're really encouraging people to do the communication DNA profile because we know it's helping in the sales process, because that's an immediate way to help get your customers to feel understood.
And the communication, the business DNA, what do you get for that? What do you understand about yourself?
Well, let's split this into two. The communication DNA, firstly, just to keep it really simple, is a 2-minute, 12-question profile that will help you understand and others understand how you wish to be communicated with and what some of your basic goals are. So that really gets the communication off to the right footing in the sales relationship and provides marketing data as well. The business DNA really drills down into, it's much deeper profile. It drills down into what a person's natural motivations are, how they look at life, what some of their financial needs are as well at a deeper level. But overall, someone walks away knowing what their strengths and struggles are, how they wish to be communicated with, how they want to be related with, and they feel like they're the person, you know, working with them, collaborating with them, or if you want to use the term selling to them, has understood who they are.
Okay. All right. Thank you
so
very much.
A conversation. Yeah, pleasure, Ken.
All right. So that was you, Massey, calling right here from Land, Georgia. And I've interviewed you a couple times. We did one on financial DNA and then business DNA. So I'm looking forward to continuing working with you. So thank you very much, you, for calling in.
That's a pleasure, Ken.
All right, then you, Massey. All right. Excellent. So let me say bring on the next person here. The area code, this area code is from Canada. Good morning. What is your best sales tip?
Good morning, Ken. It's Vaughn McIntyre from snowy St. Andrews by the sea.
All right. Canada.
Yo.
I've got a call from Canada.
There you go.
You, what's your best sales tip?
Well,
you're going to give us the real good one?
Well,
don't hold back.
I'm hoping so, Ken. I think that the thing I've learned is that selling is about a fair trade of value. And you can't all of the people that I've heard this morning have said somewhat the same thing. But in effect, you sell when you have something of value to somebody else and you determine that there is a fair trade involved, either in money or time or resources. I think selling is about 80% listening and 20% talking. And so my tip, and
I
one
agree.
Of the best questions I ask people is, you know, we're all, when we're worried about our business, we spend nights looking up at the ceiling and not getting to sleep. And so one of my best questions to ask people is, what keeps you up at night? What's keeping you awake about your business? And it's a great question because people actually think about that and they actually tell you things because there's an apparent kind of get to know the person, a genuine kind of what are you thinking about that you need the largest solution to? Because if people have a set of priorities, the one you want to get to, the one you can sell best, is their biggest issue.
Right.
And that's the one they look in the ceiling at night and they go, geez, I got to lay off 12 people, or I got to get some revenue to pay payroll, or whatever the case may be. So
well,
I've found
how,
that.
How'd you come up with that? How'd you come up with this question? That's a fantastic question.
Well, I, you know what? I got a lot of years on my resume, and perhaps it's luck, and perhaps it's I've been a pretty successful sales rep, and I've always found that if I listen and if I ask the right questions, I usually both create a connection. One of your callers earlier talked about creating the connection. And I try not to presuppose. By asking that question, I'm not presupposing what I think they might have as a problem, and I'm not trying to create. I'm not trying to create an answer for my solution. I have a business process in my company called flipping the funnel.
What's that?
Normally, in a sales organization, everybody understands the prospect funnel. It's that big, wide mouth. Funnel at the top that collects all the prospects down and
right,
then you try
to get them all in.
Try to sell them coming out the bottom. I start by actually turning the funnel the opposite way, upside down.
Hmm.
And the first thing I do is I look down that as if it's a microscope into the marketplace, and I try to find out the insights of what's the pain in the marketplace that's most prominent, and what are people trying to solve. Once I know the pain and I can relate it to what I've got to offer, I then turn the funnel halfway. And interesting enough, if you turn it halfway, it starts to look like a megaphone. So now I start to tell people about my solution to the problems that I perceive they have.
Mm-hmm.
And then I collect the people who understand that I know the problem and I have the solution. Now I've got a funnel not of 1,000 people, but maybe 50 people who really do want my solution. Now I can talk about a trade.
Wow, that's interesting. So your business, what is your business, Vaughn?
I am a consultant in three areas. My first area is business consulting, getting people what I call investment ready. If you can tell investors what your business is, you can usually tell customers what your business is. So I help people understand their organization and their business.
Mm-hmm.
The second portion of my consulting practice is to get them to understand clients by giving them business development and sales consulting tips. I have found that when I call myself a sales consulting company, people come at me because everybody wants sales.
Yeah.
And so, you know, the those of us that have been successful at this don't think of sales as a bad word.
It's not.
It is.
It's not a four-letter word, is it?
Customers make paydays possible.
Yeah.
So, and then the third portion of my business is getting people ready. If you've got a great business, and you've got a client list, you then have to execute on that sale. So I look at organizations, are they investment ready? Are they business ready? Are they ready to speak to clients? And then on a personal basis, do they have the ability to sell? So I coach on all three things.
Wow, okay. And your website is, Vaughn?
It's V-A-U-G-H-N. mcintyre.com. And I have a PDF on that flipping the funnel, Ken, and I'd be willing and happy to share it with anybody that wanted to take a look at the details behind it.
Yeah, that's another great sales tip, offering a special offer. People to incentivize and attract people to you. I like
well,
you know, so, go ahead.
There's nothing magical about selling. It's a people game. Mm-hmm. And if you share with people, I find it usually comes back.
Okay, all right, Vaughn. And again, your website is?
vaughnmcintyre.com.
All right, excellent, excellent. So thank you very much, Vaughn, for calling in. We got to do this again sometime. I really liked your sales tip.
Good to talk to you.
That question. I'm going to put that in. Do I have your permission? I can use this tip?
You certainly do.
All right. Then. So thank you very much. Calling all the way from Canada.
Good to talk to you. Bye-bye.
All right. Then take care. All right. That was a good tip. Make sure I capture that. Hopefully everybody's taking notes on this. This is some really good information. Let's see who else is on the call. Let me see. I'm going to bring on 9336. And again, if you want to call in, you can call in at 646-716-40. That's nothing. I mean, 646-716-7099. That's right. 646-716-7099. Let's bring on this other caller, 9336. Welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome. How are you? What is your best sales tip?
Hello there, Ken. This is Karen Rands with Launch Funding Network.
Launch Funding Network, matching angel investors with entrepreneurs. If you need
That's
money,
right.
talk to Karen. All
right. right.
Well, thanks for calling in.
Sure thing.
Your best sales tip? Involve money?
Well, you know, it's all about the money, right? It's you're selling something to put money in your register, and in my case, we're trying to help companies get money. So, but, you know, I would say you know, they don't care what you know until they know you care, I guess is one of the key things. And that's all about listening and learning what it is that their point of pain, and then figuring out, not making them figure out how your products serve them, but you figure out how your products or services serve the customer by knowing what it is that they need. And you only know that by listening to what it is that they're trying, the problem they're trying to solve. And sometimes the problem is, they may think it's one problem, but based on your own experience, you can see that it might be a little bit different flavor of a problem. You might be able to solve it in a different way than what they've been thinking of. And that's where you as an expert, you know, the person whoever's selling their products and services, they know their products and the different ways to use them better than anybody, right? So you have to not try to get their square peg to fit into your round hole. You need to change your hole to be a square peg to satisfy that need that customer has.
It is not about you. So how did you learn this sales tip?
Well, I learned it in two ways. I learned it, I come from a background of selling in the corporate world, where that was a sort of a piece of it. It's one of those things that people kind of, every time you go to a sales class, you talk through it. But and then, you know, by doing it and, you know, finding out what works, and it always works better when you establish that rapport by listening and, you know, they know how much you care. But then also you as a good sales coach talking to me and fine-tuning my technique so that I'm a better listener and I'm better matching what we have to offer to folks is probably was my icing on the cake.
Okay, well, thank you for that compliment. The check is in the mail. So, Karen, your business is Matching Angel Investors with Entrepreneurs. What's your website?
It's launchfundingnetwork.com or launchfn.com, LaunchCH, F as in funding, N as in network.com. And we have a variety of free information and products for companies to get started and learn more about attracting capital or what's the right kind of capital for them. And then we also have, a variety of different services depending on the stage of the company and what their actual capital need for. A lot of times they'll come to us looking for venture capital, and in reality they're not, because their stage or what they have, the kind of business they have, is really not something that a venture capital firm would be interested in. So we have to explain what the other types of capital is out there for them and how they might be able to access it through one of our services, our access to capital system.
And you have an event coming up April 14th and 15th. It's the Southeast Private Equity Conference. Tell us a little bit about that. I'm pretty excited about that.
Well, great. Thank you. And that all the information about that is at seprivateequity.org. That's SE for SoutheastPrivateEquity.org. And it's our second year in doing the Southeast Private Equity Conference, or SPEC for short. And last year we had about almost 200 folks in attendance. About half of those were investors, and the other half were sponsors and entrepreneurs that were seeking capital. And it's a unique forum in that it provides an opportunity to pitch to investors, but it also has an expo function to it, so all the companies have their own table to have the investors come and find them. And one of the big challenges of most of these conferences is that investors struggle to find the companies that they're interested in talking to, because, you know, they got a name tag and they're trying to find them in a sea of people. And so we solve that problem by having an assigned place that all the companies will be, and then the investors can find them, and they've got a guide in their conference guide on how to go get to those companies, and if for some reason they miss them, and how to reach them afterwards. I just came back from a conference up in New York, and it's a very successful conference. It was a successful one, a lot of good companies, a lot of money in the room. And that was one common thing that people said. They, you know, in the 15, 20 minutes they have in a break to try to go find that company, they might get to talk to one of them, and they wanted to talk to three of them, and then they struggle to try to find them. They hope the company follows up with them when they, you know, filled out the expression of interest form, but oftentimes companies don't follow through like they're supposed to, amazingly enough. So we try to, you know, make it as productive as possible within the SPEC environment by having you know, creating an, it's at 103 West, so it's all contained within one building. One floor is all the expo. The other floor is the pitches and various breakout sessions. We also provide a lot of education during the conference for entrepreneurs to continue to grow their business and learn how to, you know, create value in their business and become successful.
Yeah, because you've got the breakout sessions. You talked about that. You've got a luncheon. You've got, I think, what, two networking sessions, one on the 14th and the 15th?
Yeah, on the 14th is the we'll do a workshop on how to pitch investors for the companies, and then the investors will have their own workshop about term sheets and whatnot. And then afterwards, there's the VIP reception that'll be in the expo, and each of the companies will have a chance to do a fast pitch, you know, basically their elevator pitch. And then that night, they'll all be networking and meeting each other, getting to each other's tables. And then the next day, a selected number of those companies will have a panel in the morning talk with venture capital, angel investors, and banks talking about, you know, where capital is these days. And then we'll have the innovative company showcase. So a select number of those companies will be given an opportunity to pitch the investors while the breakouts for the rest of the entrepreneurs are going on. Then we have a keynote lunch with a very successful serial entrepreneur that's still to be named, talking about...
Okay, hey, it's just between us. You can tell us. Tell me. All right, you can hold it. Okay, all right.
Okay, and then the expo all afternoon, so it'll be a great opportunity for companies to connect with capital.
It's 2 days of great fun. It's not just coming for an hour, a half, or 2 hours, and that's it. You're going to be there for 2 days. Excellent. And we have another caller coming on, but Karen, before I let you go, and this, I guess, the digits on this one that I'm going to bring on in a couple minutes is 6000. So 6000. So hold on, caller. We'll get to you in a few minutes. What is it about your format, your system, that makes you unique among other, because there's other angel investment groups, right? But what is it that you bring to the table that's unique? Because I really want to get this out, because I think it's critical that people understand the difference between what you offer and what some other people offer.
Well, we have a philosophy on raising capital that's probably very different from most other folks. We bring to the table an actual angel investor group, the Network of Business Angels and Investors, that is a group that meets on a regular basis to look at deals that I also run. But then we also have our database and all the other angel groups that we work with that we can help a company syndicate with. So one of the things that we approach it where, just like somebody would approach their sales funnel, and since we're talking about sales, you know, one of the things you do with sales is that if you paid $3,000 to do an ad campaign and you got 25 hot leads out of that, or 25 leads, then you got three really hot leads out of that, well, you wouldn't just not call those people, or you wouldn't follow up, or you wouldn't just call them one time. You know, and so, and that, because people naturally with the sales, they keep calling until they get a no. When it comes to raising capital, the biggest problem that most companies have is that they assume a no rather than assuming a yes. So when they don't get in a callback right away, they don't call the investor again. They don't let the investor know their progress. And right now in this tight capital, investors are looking at deals, but they're being very judicious. And you know, when they get ready to make that investment, you want to be the one that's on the top of the list. And the only way you get on the top of that pile is to be the one that stayed in touch with them, built their relationship, and also, you know, showed them how you were able to execute and do the things you said you were going to do. So we provide what I kind of call a river of capital. So you run through, you come to an event, but you have an ongoing opportunity to get exposure to investors by working through our follow-up and follow-through process and getting back in front of investors again and again and again. And so,
you have a monthly event that you do.
Right, that's the NBA&I Investor Forum. And I have my show, my Spec Talk Radio show on Blog Talk Radio at noon today, where I'm going to actually be talking a lot more about that particular topic of, in this tight market, how do you get the attention of investors? How do you find investors, and then how do you get the attention of investors? So, some folks might want to tune in that.
Yeah, your show is so good that I actually put it on my podcast. So I want to encourage everybody to check out Karen. Her show is on Fridays at 12, but you can check out. And what's the web address for your Blog Talk Radio show? or well, it's podcast blog, you want to give it to.
Yeah, it's blogtalkradio.com/Karen-Rands. And then the replays are found on Cougarrand, KUGARAND.podomatic.com. And sometimes, and they're posted on the blogs every once, you know, different based on the topic. So they might be on your blog space with some additional content, or My Virtual Angel World. Both of those are .com. So, but
Karen's so good, she has two blogs.
Yeah.
Well, I only got one blog. I guess someday I'll have two blogs.
Yeah.
I'll be like you. All right. So
thank you so much.
No problem. What I like about Karen's system is that not only can she do an event, but she can coach you, train you, counsel you on how to raise money through friends and family, how to communicate that value proposition to angel investors. So important. If you can't sell it, you can't sell your idea, you're not going to raise that money. But you also help with business plans, making sure that the business plan is investor ready. So I like that. And if a person needs a loan, you can get that for them too, for your strategic partners.
That's right. That's, we figure out what's the right kind of money based on doing that review, and make sure they got the, they don't waste time and money going after the wrong kind of money, or not be, or having some fundamental flaw that's going to keep them from getting funding, because you know it takes time and money to raise capital, and you want to be as productive as you can in that process.
So raising money is sales, sales, sales. Thank you so very much, Karen. And what is your website again?
LaunchFN.com, LaunchFN as in FundingNetwork.com, and for the private equity conference in April, it's SEPrivateEquity.org, and for the radio show at noon today, it's blogtalkradio.com/Karen-Rands.
All right, then. So thank you very much, Karen.
Thank you. Talk to you later.
All right, then. Thank you. Karen Rands, bye-bye. Launch Funding Network. All right. Excellent, excellent. Let me bring on another person here. Caller is 6000. Who's on the line? What's your best sales tip?
It's George Ishii in Atlanta,
George,
Georgia.
George Ishii, how are you?
I'm unbelievable. And
best sales tip. You got to bring it. Best sales tip.
My best sales tip is there's too many people unemployed, and I'm launching my own stimulus package to get people back to work. We're going to put 5,000 people to work and show these folks how to get, you know, if they're sitting around waiting to somebody to rehire them, we're going to change that, give them back control. We've got a webinar that we're going to explain this, but we're going to have folks, we're going to show them a process where they can make $3,000 to $5,000 in the next 30 days, and we're going to jumpstart the economy.
Okay.
I got one of my buddies got laid off from Nortel the other day, and it just ticked me off, and I said, well, it's us entrepreneurs, you got to get it in gear. So I said, I got to do something about it, and I've now created a whole new industry of independent consultants, and we're going to put them to work, and they're going to make money, and it's going to jumpstart the economy. The website, grab a pen, it's moremoneybygeorge.com, www.moremoneybygeorge.com, and it's a simple process. We'll teach them. We'll hold their hand through it. I'm building it on the fly. I already have 4 alpha dogs, I call them, that are out there doing it. And I closed one deal yesterday in one day. And I'm hoping on my conference call next week, we're doing every Thursday for 8 weeks. I have 4 people, and I'm anticipating that they'll have already made money, $500, $1,500, $2,000 in their first week. So spread the word to all these people that, you know, they're executive level managers or stuff that got laid off and nobody's hiring them. MoreMoneyByGeorge.com, and we're going to show them how to get back into the workforce quickly. That's my tip.
What are some of the topics that you'll talk about?
Well, we're going to make them an independent consultant. And the basic problem is that, like, I interviewed somebody yesterday, you know, and I said, tell me what you do. And about, I don't know, 4 times in the conversation, I was telling the guy, wow, you do that? And I said, well, how come I don't see that on your website? And he was like, well, I don't know. And I said, well, if everybody knew what you knew about your business, wouldn't you have more leads? And he said, yeah. And I said, so what we're doing is developing independent consultants that could come in and take your story, interview you. We're then going to record it. We're then going to transcribe it into documents, and then we're going to reverse engineer your story into 5 to 10 minute lessons, and then you're going to point all your folks at lessons, and we're going to nurture them all so they all know more about you, kind of like what I just learned, and then we're going to hand them back to you right when they're ripe and juicy. Would that help them grow the business? And we're going to show consultants how to do that and generate $3,000 to $5,000 in the first month or more.
Wow. Okay. All right, then. So, George, you're right. I think we still have some space, some lines available. You can call us at 646-716-7099. That's 646-716-7099. George, let me share with you a couple of my sales, and this comes from Seth Godin. He says, there are three things you need if you want more clients or customers. Three things. Are you ready? You want to listen to this, George?
Got it.
Okay. He says, if you want to grow, you can check out his blog. It's three things you need to know more, three things you need if you need more customers. If you want to grow your business, you need more customers. Duh. But if you want new customers, you need three things. First thing is, what do you think the first thing is, George?
You need a product.
You need a product. Seth says you need a group of customers or clients that you can identify with and reach. So you need some clients, some possible clients that you can identify. Maybe it's urban entrepreneurs. Maybe it's women entrepreneurs over 40. You have to identify them, but not only just identify them, but reach them. So the first tip is, a group of possible customers or clients that you can identify and reach. You got to see them, and you got to know how to get to them. All right? You like that tip? I think that's a pretty good one. All right, number two. The next tip is you need a group of with a problem that they want to solve using your solution. So they got to recognize they got a problem, George. And then they got to want to solve it. So, like, in terms of, hey, do you want to increase your sales? Well, hey, get out of the room. Leave. That's not a good lead for you. But so what Seth is saying is that you've got to – the group has to know, that person has to know that they've got a problem, and they want to solve it. And they want to use – they know the problem. They want to use your solution. They see value in what you're doing. So critical if you're trying to present. They got to see the value. If they don't see the value, you're not going to have a sale. So what do you think about that tip from Seth, the second tip?
True and true.
And then the third tip, because I'm on a roll here, you got one, two, might as well have a third, is the group has to have a desire and ability, and I think you'll like this one, to spend money to solve the problem. You got a problem, okay, but what is your budget? How much investment are you going to have to commit to solve your problem? Isn't that so true? So what do you think about that one, George?
That's critical.
If you don't have the money to pay for it, to pay for this new solution, then, it's probably not a good client. So I like that one. I like that one a lot. So in just overview, number one, you got to have a group of customers or clients that you can identify and reach. Number two, in a group with a problem that they want to solve using your solution. So they got to find value in your solution. Number three is you got to have a group that has a desire and ability to pay, to spend money to solve that problem. So, all right then. So, George, thank you so very much for being on the call. Really appreciate you calling in. And again, your website?
Ken, just tell everybody that's looking for work, that nobody's hiring, it's www.moremoneybygeorge.com, moremoneybygeorge.com. And we're going to show them a webinar, and that will show folks how to do it, how to get in gear. We're doing the training on Thursday, the webinar, and then on Monday and Tuesday we're training them, and on Wednesday they'll be out back in the workforce.
All right, then. And I'm looking forward to seeing how the results of that. I really salute you, because if there's people talking about problems and this and that and other, let's talk about solutions. How are we going to get to that next step? So thank you very much, George.
Appreciate it.
All right, we got another caller in. Let me bring on this other caller. Area code is 404, so it's local in Atlanta, and it's 242-0801. Let me bring on. Welcome. What's your best sales tip?
Hi, Ken. This is Brooke Neville. I'm calling you in. And
hey,
my
Brock,
sales.
How are you?
Hey, fine. I'm calling in.
What's your best sales tip?
My best sales tip. Well, my best sell tip would be that sales, here's the big thing, sales are just not acquired, they are earned. And
gotta earn
yes,
it.
You've got to earn it, yes. I rationalize with that. I have a child who's in school, and I tell her to study, because, you know, in school, you know, you have to study for a test, you got to know the subject, you got to pass a test. So I relate that back with sales, and I say that you have to study the client, know the product, and do your best job, and you'll pass the test. You'll get the sale. If you don't do it, then you won't. So you
got to earn it. Got to work.
You got to earn it. You've got to earn it. So study.
What business are you in?
Well, Kim, I'm right now. I'm kind of an entrepreneur slash community organizer. And I'm putting together a community fundraiser in the Norcross Gwinnett area right now.
All right, tell us a little bit about that. We only have like 4 minutes left, but go ahead.
Okay. Well, it is to benefit some of the charities right now in this area that are struggling. Obviously, the economy has gone in a downturn, and these people are coming to these charities for help. And the two charities we're supporting are a local homeless shelter and domestic violence shelter that's being overwhelmed right now with several families, and also a food bank, which is being also overwhelmed because of the need right now that they're providing to the community. So we're having a barbecue fundraiser in the Gwinnett area, and we are going to if you come to the event and you pay your money for the barbecue, the proceeds go back to these two charities. And so there will be a lot of businesses that are involved. We got about 20 businesses that are involved right now in this event. And the participation in the community has been great. We've, like I said, we've got businesses that are supplying their services for a silent auction. And we are going to raise as much money as we can for these two charities.
And how do we get a hold of you? You have a website or a phone number that we can contact you?
I have it's out in the local papers. I don't have a website, but the name of the restaurant that is holding the event is Chef Pete's Barbecue, and the address for this event, which is going to be on March 15th, which is Sunday, not this Sunday, next Sunday, from 2 to 7 p.m. at 6325 Spalding Drive in Norcross, Georgia. And you can, I believe, look up the information for Chef Pete's. Obviously, I can give the phone number, but this is going to be a great event. We're going to have several local bands performing as well. And all the money, again, goes back to these two charities.
So entrepreneurs do care?
Entrepreneurs care.
They're not afraid to work out there and help their community. Excellent, excellent. Don't have
great.
Enough entrepreneurs in our community, so we need as many as we can do, and we help out. Besides making money. So thank you very much, Brooke.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. All right. So we it was a pretty good show. Something that's near and dear to my heart, sales. So again, if you're not a good salesperson, become a great salesperson. You've got to do that. It's very, very important. Your business, your family might depend on that. So what did you learn today? Okay. Would you hopefully learned a little bit about sales? And if you want to, you can certainly download this show later on. But we've learned lots of stuff. Sales is near and dear to my heart. I say again, if the most important thing that you have, the most important skill, is that you have to learn how to sell. Selling is the most important thing in your business. Sales is the most important skill. You got to have it. If you can't sell your product, you can't sell your idea, you can't sell your services, you can't sell you, then in fact, you don't have a business. So again, become a great salesperson. It's not a four-letter word. Don't be afraid. You can be the best doctor, the best lawyer, best consultant, manufacturer. It doesn't matter. You can't sell yourself, then you're not going to be in business for very long. You will not be successful. So definitely become a better sales expert. All right. So thank you so very much for listening in. That is the show. Dare to be great. Be remarkable. Be extraordinary. Stay profitable. Go make that sale. Until later, check this out. Thank you, Brian Hungley, New Wine Music, for providing our bumper music as we take you out. Take care, everybody.